I got a question for you.
All right.
Do you still have friends or know people who are doing the whole helicopter parenting thing?
No, because I think all my friends, their kids are too old for that. I think when that happens, the kids are like 5 years old. I don't know too many people, and I don't know too many people with five-year-old kids.
Okay, so helicopter parenting, you think, pertains more to like having a younger kid and just, you should be a helicopter parent because you can't let a five-year-old go make decisions for themselves, can you?
If you're a horrible parent, I think you can.
Well, then you're not a helicopter parent. I'm talking specifically about like the whole concept of helicopter parenting, the whole idea of like being way too involved in your kid's business. I don't know where you draw the line with that is what I'm saying. Like if you think about, you know, kids can get in trouble on websites and get in trouble texting the wrong person. So, you know, you might want to get involved, I would think, but I guess you're right. Depends how old the kid is. There's a reason why I'm asking. So I had a little situation today, a little phone call today that I didn't think anything of, but my friends are kind of shocked about this. And I was wondering you as a parent, what you think.
Okay.
So I have a friend who is, she's a little older than I am. So her kids are a little older and she has a daughter who is not a minor. Okay. So over 18.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to get into the industry. She wants to get into the business. So she said, you know, can my daughter talk to you about the business and what it's like and how you get in and how you get started and just sort of like a, you know, like a interview kind of thing, just to get some informational interview.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, sure. And the girl called me. Well, first my friend called me.
Okay. And time said, out for a second. You always do things like this and it never turns out well. So I'm going to stomp you right there and say it didn't go well. And and the girl was a nightmare. Her mom was a nightmare. And it didn't go well.
None of that is the case. We had a lovely conversation.
Oh, wow.
I answered all of their questions. I think I was very helpful. I gave her ideas that she didn't even know to have because I know my industry better than she does. And I gave her things to consider that she would never even consider. And they were really happy. And we got off the phone and I was so motivated to help her that I called a friend of mine who potentially can help her because I feel like I don't really know anybody in the industry anymore. I can't even help myself. Like I don't really know anybody that can help, you know, somebody who's, you know, a young starting out kid, whatever. So I called a friend of mine who could potentially help. And I said, a girlfriend of mine called me and then she conferenced in her daughter and the two of them asked me questions.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, wait, what? How old is her daughter? I was like, well, over 18. Why was your friend on the phone? And it didn't even occur to me that the weird part of it wasn't that the girl had lots of questions. The weird part is that my friend stayed on the phone and my friend also asked questions and said to her daughter, don't forget to ask her about this. Don't forget to ask her about that. I mean, I didn't think it was weird at all at the time. I just thought, you know, the mom is my friend. The daughter's not my friend.
Right.
I think it's weirder. I like the daughter. She's great, but she's a kid. I'm not friends with kids. So I felt like the mom should be there. To me, that was appropriate. But to my friend who's in the industry was like, I'm not going to help you. Well, why aren't you going to help me? Well, I'm not going to help you because I think it's weird the girl didn't call on her own. And I don't want somebody who's not independent working for me.
All right. Your friend who's in the business is a whack job because to say that that's weird, I don't think that's weird at all because you have the relationship with the mother, not the daughter.
Right.
So, no, I don't think that's strange at all. I think you help you. I joke all the time that when my kids turn 18, they have to leave and I forget about them and they no longer exist in my world and I'm not helping you. I'm not talking to anybody. What's done is done. You have to leave. It's like the bird. They kick the bird, the baby bird, out of the nest. If the bird doesn't fly, it dies.
Right.
So I'm at that point. where I don't even know you anymore. If I see you in the street, I don't even, you don't notice me. Even though you're my kid.
Dad who?
Yeah. During the holidays, I'll acknowledge you. But if it's not the holidays, I don't want to know who you are.
Yeah, so, I'm not giving you a ride. I'm not giving you money. If I see you on the street, we don't know each other.
Right. I act that way. But when it comes down to it, if my kid is 40 years old and I'm still alive, I'm going to help him no matter what. I'm going to get on the phone with them. If that person is my friend, I'm going to help them, because that's what you do as a parent. And I guarantee the person that you talk to doesn't have kids.
Does have kids.
Does have kids. Then mm-hmm. a horrible does have mother kids. She is.
No. Guy has two kids and thought it was weird because, okay, so let's say your kid is 40 and your kid says to you, Dad, I want to change industries. I want to do, can you help me? Wouldn't you first call a friend and say, is it okay if my kid calls you? And the kid and the friend would be like, sure, no problem. Give him my number. And then your 40-year-old son would call on his own. You wouldn't call and then conference in your kid, would you?
Yeah. If I was the friend and I have that type of relationship with that friend, of course I would. Why not? It's not a helicopter parent. I would do that for a friend. I would do that if Billy said, hey, I need you to call this guy to put in a good word. I would do it while he's on the phone. Why not?
No, because that's your friend. You would call. No, because that's your. It's different when it's a friend and a kid. You're not listening to me. If your kid is 40 and says, can you hook me up with somebody?
Right.
You would give your 40-year-old son the phone number and say, I sent them an email. They're all set. Call them whenever. You wouldn't call your friend and then conference in your son, would you?
I might. And I said I might do that for a friend, too. I would do that. I might do that for my kid. I might do that for my friend. It depends on the kind of relationship I have with that other person. If it's like you, so mm-hmm. if you can help one of my kids get a job, I'm calling you on conference call and conference them in.
Well, that's different because they're your kids.
Right. But I'm saying
they didn't,
I'm not
they didn't
a
go to school. They probably don't know how to, your kids don't know how to work a phone. So yeah, you probably have to help them.
I'm not being a helicopter parent. I just have that type of relationship with you that we're on the phone all the time anyway. So
right,
if we're on
true.
The phone all the time anyway, hey, by the way, can I conference Brandon in to ask you a couple questions? No, that's not right. weird to me at all.
Yeah, I don't. It's weird. Like, it wouldn't be weird if it was you and your kids. But I think also because I know your kids through you, I don't really know them. You know, whereas I kind of know this girl.
Mm-hmm.
She could have called me on her own, no problem. But on the other hand, see, this is the other thing. This friend of mine used to be in the entertainment business herself. So she was thinking of questions that the little girl wouldn't have thought of because she has never been in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she actually asked some really good questions that she's like, you know, my daughter forgot to ask you this, but I think it's important to talk about this. I thought it was a great conversation. I just didn't know how to process the friend that I called to help this girl who was very turned off by the fact that the girl didn't call on her own.
Yeah, that to me is the weird part, not the other part. So I think that person getting upset is the weird part of this story.
Well, yeah, as a result, he's not going to help her, by the way. But then I think about, yeah, but then I think about this. I had a friend who was an assistant professor at a college, and she has since left. And here's why she left. She said she got sick of parents calling her up and saying, why did you give my daughter a C?
Mm-hmm.
And she would say, first of all, I didn't give your daughter a C. I'm not handing them out like a gift. Your daughter earned a C. So if you don't like her grade, you should be calling your daughter and not me. And she's like, second of all, your daughter's in college. She's an adult. Why are you calling?
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to say to you. You know, if your daughter wants to talk to me, tell her to make an appointment and come in. But I'm not talking to you about your daughter's grades.
Yeah, she didn't quit her job because of some parents. She quit her job because everybody is an asshole now. Everybody who lives on this earth has turned into a big, giant asshole. I can't go a mile down the road without flipping somebody off. because nobody's paying attention. Nobody cares anymore. It's a whole new world, and it changes daily. It's like, okay, so yesterday we had to take my oldest dog to the vet.
Okay.
So it's me and my son. He's carrying, because my back is out, can't carry the dog. Brandon, go with me, take the dog.
Right.
So it's the first time at this vet place that we go to. So I walk up, there's two ladies standing behind the glass. By the way, on the door it says you have to wear a mask to come in. Nobody working there is wearing a mask. Nobody's sitting and the outside is wearing a mask. No, I don't even know why you have this note.
Well,
the
sign is there. That's okay. As long as the sign is there. They don't have to actually read it.
Okay. So I tell Brandon, there's a couple of people inside. Hey, take the dog and let the dog go to the bathroom. You know, walk the dog around outside for a little bit while I check the dog in. Mm-hmm. So I go up to the window. Nobody's standing there. I go up to the window. I'm talking to the lady. She gives me something to fill out real quick. I fill it out and I hand it back to her. So I'm sitting there talking. By the time I'm talking to this lady, two other ladies have walked in and they're behind me in line. So there's only one person at the window. There's actually two people at the window, but only one's taking people.
One was working.
One was working. So I'm sitting there talking to the lady and filling out the piece of paper and all that. My son walks in with a dog and gets behind me.
Yeah.
And this lady flipped her shit out saying,
"Oh my God,
the line ends back here."
And oh my God, mind your own business, lady. Whoa.
And my son's like, "That's my dad right there. I'm not in line. I'm just standing behind him with the dog because he doesn't have a dog." He doesn't have a cat. He doesn't have a lizard with him. He has no animal. Where do you think his animal is? I'm not jumping in line. It's people are just assholes.
Wow. Jesus Christ. The fact that she went right for the attack, before she even saw what the situation was, like, can you imagine her at home and her husband and her kids? They must hate her.
I mean, there's only two people in line. This place is about the size of your apartment. It was not very big, about the size of your kitchen. And and I'm like, even if he did jump in front of you, it's okay. You're going to be there.
Right. Everything's okay, lady. Even if he did jump in front of you, don't worry about it. You'll be seen. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
The other lady that's not doing anything, maybe she can help you. I don't know. But it will be okay. People are just assholes. That's the problem.
Yet she had no mask on, right? So she was more concerned with her place in line than the fact that she could potentially bring COVID home to her family.
Yeah, no mask, frou-frou dog, and just it had Karen written all over her forehead.
Well, did you say, calm down, Karen?
No, my son said, that's my father, and she left it at that. So it didn't escalate beyond that. But no, just people are assholes. I can't go anywhere without people being assholes.
You should be very happy I wasn't with you. That's all I want to say. Be really happy that I wasn't there.
The line
because
ends
I would,
back there.
I would have had Karen crying in 10 minutes. Karen would have had to leave her frou-frou dog and go find a therapist immediately.
And so what they make you do now, which I didn't know, is so you take the dog, you check the dog in, then they ask you which kind of car you are driving, and then you take the dog back out to the car.
Yeah.
And wait in the car.
Yeah.
And then the vet or vet tech or whatever comes and gets the dog and takes the dog in, so you don't even take it in.
Everybody does that now. Yeah. My place, because it's New York City, they make you wait outside. They have like a tent outside. Every single vet office has a tent outside with chairs. Now that it's getting colder, they have a heater. So, yeah, you can't go in with your dog anymore.
Yeah, so Karen was parked across from me, and she has a Cadillac.
Oh, no.
So Karen's Cadillac had two dogs in it and smoking the whole time. All you can see is smoke, and the dogs are... Karen, just go
home. Let me guess, Karen, your dogs have lung cancer.
I know what's wrong with your dogs. Pick me.
I know, it's exactly. You don't need a vet. I solved your problem, lady.
They want to kill themselves because they belong to you and they have lung cancer. And probably COVID because you're not wearing a mask.
Right.